All aboard!
This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to another Friday at Gillette Stadium. Eric Scalavino and Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly here with you. Continuing our streak, keeping the flame alive, as Fred Kirsch likes to say, during this lockout continuing offseason. Easy to keep the flame alive, Paul, when places like your neighborhood get struck by lightning three times in one night.
Three in my street last night. Three
ridiculous.
Separate trees.
And you live in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, tiny little cul-de-sac.
What do you got, lightning rods in that neighborhood?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of weird weather. A lot of those people that say it's the end of the world. Maybe they're not wrong.
Maybe they're not too far off.
Maybe they're not wrong. Something's going on.
You've been known to be a lightning rod for controversy when it comes to sports talk topics, which is why we have you on these podcasts. And I'm hearing a lot of loud noises from the other side of the glass over there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll get through.
We'll muddle through. We're going to continue our look at a forward look towards free agency when and if that ever comes. Continuing to look at our draft picks, and we're up to Lee Smith, tight end from Marshall, guy that you profiled in our post-draft issue of Patriots Football
Impressive
Weekly.
Impressive guy. Yeah, I did. Just one of those guys had a little adversity off the field before his college career even got underway. He originally was at Tennessee, was arrested for a DUI while at Tennessee before the start of his freshman year, was dismissed from the team, and wound up transferring to Marshall, and by all accounts, the guy completely turned his life around. He's as far away from a legal problem as you could possibly be. Just considered, he was a two-time captain at Marshall. His tight end coach said he probably should have been a three-time captain and was exhibiting leadership among the best on the team even before that.
So he grew up pretty quickly after having his trouble.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's one of those cliched stories of a guy more than likely getting scared straight. You know, he made a mistake, and it was a serious one, and he took ownership of it and learned from it, and he was much better off for it. When it was all said and done, he was, by all accounts, an exemplary teammate and an inspirational leader on the team. On and off the field, a vocal leader, a leader by example, and just a real solid presence for that team and that program. And, by the way, physically immense. Just a reputation as a tremendous blocker.
And obviously has some talent because, like you said, he started out at Tennessee. If you're at an SEC school, obviously you've got some sort of talent. Now, coming to this team, how he fits in, or if he's going to fit in at all, given what they have. They had such success last year with the two rookies.
Right.
And veteran Algie Crumpler, himself a captain, elected to that position shortly after the season started. So, you know, Gronkowski and Hernandez are going to get their catches. Crumpler, though he's a veteran, he's older, he played more of a blocking situational type role last year for the team. Is there room, do you think, for all four of them, or does either Crumpler or Smith maybe get to be the odd man out once we get to
It's interesting, and it's going to be...
Or do they carry four tight ends?
It's going to be interesting to see what Bill ends up doing here. I do think there's a possibility, if Lee Smith can be as good as advertised in terms of his blocking ability and provide you just a blocking ability that is that good that you do not want to risk losing it, you know, by trying to stash him on the practice squad or whatever. I think there's a good out here, because I think in recent seasons they have been taking five running backs, and I think you can easily grab a spot by taking four, you know, with Benny Woodhead and the two rookies, Ridley and Vereen. And you basically have a guy who you can serve as that extra blocker, which is kind of like extra running back anyway. You know, you could probably throw him in the backfield as a fullback, the way you use Sammy Morris at times in the past. And if he's that level of a blocker.
If he fulfills his potential.
Now, a lot of people claim he is. Now, we haven't seen him play, so we don't know that yet. But if Bill decides that this guy's blocking ability is something I can use as a specialty, I could see that happening. I could see him keeping four tight ends. More likely the case, I think he ends up on the practice squad if he shows some promise. You know, he is a fifth-round pick. I don't want to get, you know, ahead of myself. Well, fifth-round pick, you can't just cut him. There's a lot of fifth-round picks in this league that don't make the team, don't make the practice squad. They're out.
Right.
So I don't know how good this guy is. But just, you know, superficially, he's a blocking tight end who does have the ability to catch the ball. In short passes, did that a lot. I think he caught about 35 passes his senior year. His coach said most of his production came in the last half of his senior year. He felt he was sort of underutilized in that regard. Algie Crumpler is probably at the end of the line here. Is, you know, probably his last season. Maybe another. I mean, the guy went through a lot physically last year to be ready every week. Superficially, you could see that sort of that role being handed to Lee Smith down the road. Now, when that is, I don't know. I'd be stunned if it's this year. I think the three tight ends that you finished last year with most certainly would start 2011, barring an injury, you know, somewhere in training camp. But Lee Smith is going to be an interesting guy to watch.
It does, and it makes that position a little bit more interesting to watch once we get into training camp, because, it, like you said, we thought it was a foregone conclusion that all three of those guys would come back and return because there was such an upgrade last year. But now there's this element here that you throw in the mix.
Right.
I'd be even as surprised as I was that they did take Lee Smith, Paul, I'd be even more surprised if they shop around and get an extra guy, a fifth guy, on the free agent
market. I think
market.
The only way they get a free agent tight end is if they suffer a serious injury in early in training camp. And, you know, if Gronkowski or Hernandez went down, and you needed to get a guy in here. That's the only way I could see it happening.
A couple of the names that you might recognize who are out there, Reggie Kelly from Cincinnati, who suffered an unfortunate injury during one of the Hard Knocks episodes the previous summer.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yep. Owen Daniels, also a little bit of an injury history there with Houston, but a guy who, when healthy, is certainly among the more productive. Mercedes Lewis, probably the marquee name at the position this year. As an unrestricted free agent. An interesting guy that we looked at in the draft, he's an RFA, but Brad Cottom, who's another one of these big, tall, blocking-type guys who has some ability to catch, but he's an RFA, so I wouldn't really put too much stock into them either. That's pretty much it as far as names you'd recognize. Bo Scaife, Tennessee, I think he's probably getting towards the end of his NFL shelf life as well, so...
There's some names out there, but like I said, barring an injury, I wouldn't think the Patriots would be interested in any of them.
I don't either. So that's going to wrap up our look at the tight ends for this week. Next up, we finally get to talk about the position that we talked about all through the pre-draft process, linebacker, specifically outside linebacker. Markell Carter up next in our draft, and probably that's going to conclude our draft forward look towards free agency, because we've already talked about cornerbacks with the last pick, Malcolm Williams. So for Paul Perillo, I'm Eric Scalavino. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.